in hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Rolling right into your phone calls. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello there. I wanted to talk to you guys about the conspiracy against Ron Paul.
Okay, sure.
And, you know, I know we've talked about conspiracy in the past. One of the few things I disagree with you on is the importance of understanding them. But I don't think even Ian could deny that there is an active media conspiracy to underscore the efforts of Ron Paul and the
Did you think I would? I mean, I'm not anti-conspiracy, Gene. Clearly there are conspiracies out there. It's just that there are certain conspiracies that some people spend way too much of their free time on.
But what's their motivation? Well, here's what I don't, you know, it's the effect is clear, Gene, and most of us don't agree, disagree with conspiracy theorists in any manner at all as to the effect. It's the cause. And I just, why are they doing it? Is it just because it doesn't fit in their paradigm? Is it because they've received orders from the Bilderbergers? I don't know.
It's because, it's quite clearly because a movement such as this, and I've stated in the past, this is a movement. It's just like the 60s when there was a big movement towards getting us out of our Vietnam and freeing people up in, of course, free speech and marches and things like that. That was a movement. And this is a movement as well. And I'm sorry, I got distracted here because I'm trying to drive the car. But anyway, the movement is towards liberty and freedom, and the people at the top, and I know you guys don't like to talk about the people at the top, but clearly the people at the top control the media. They have controlling interest in the media. They have an agenda, and their agenda is to extract more and more money from the people and give them less and less freedoms. Because you can't have freedoms and be able to extract their money. I mean, that's all there is to it. You have to enslave the people in order to extract the money. And it's obvious that if the Ron Paul revolution were to really take hold, which it's starting to, and it is continuing to, that is going to put a damper in their money train. And it's all about the money.
Well, we understand that Fox News, owned by Rupert Murdoch, he's pretty closely tied. We've seen evidence that he's pretty closely tied to both Hillary Clinton and Rudy Giuliani. And, you know, obviously they're going to help their political buddies
Nothing's going to help Rudy at this point.
Try to succeed. And so they're doing that by excluding the one man that actually offers something different. And that's Ron Paul. Come on, Jim. You knew that. You didn't really think I was going to oppose you on this, did you?
No, that's the reason I brought this one up, because I know that even you couldn't deny that this is an active conspiracy. It's not just a chance thing. It's not just a collusion at the top by itself. This is an active conspiracy among the controllers of the media, and it's not just Rupert, it's not just Murdoch, it's Turner and Murdoch and a couple other of the big players. They've gotten together and they've compared their scorecards and their playbooks, and they've decided how they want to play this game. And it is, by definition, a conspiracy. And there's just absolutely no way that, I mean, we could go through on air here and cite all the examples, but I don't think it's necessary.
No, we've talked about it as time has gone on.
Everybody out there can clearly see the conspiracy that's going on. I mean, they just deny the second-place finish in Nevada having any significance.
Well, Mark was saying that all they were talking... You told me before we went on the air tonight, Mark, that all they were talking about today was South Carolina. Nobody was talking about Nevada at all.
That's all I heard when I was listening to the talking heads, you know, the Republicans on the radio, is that they were talking about South Carolina because they didn't want to have to say that Ron Paul came in second in Nevada.
Oh, Ron Paul... Or Fox News just left him out.
It's amazing.
So now what we need to do is we need to concentrate on Florida, and we need to get at least a third-place finish in Florida. And getting a third-place, there's a whole lot of delegates still up for grabs. People are whining and complaining, oh, Ron Paul's not doing this, not doing that, he's not getting here, he's not getting there. There are thousands of delegates still up for grabs, and these things can be, Ron Paul can win a portion of them. He doesn't have to win them all. Only got to win a third of them, if even that, a quarter of them. If he wins a quarter of the delegates, he's in the running for this for this show all the way to the end.
Well, you know what, Gene? The good news is that the conspiracy is starting to matter less and less. I mean, there probably is exactly what you're saying. These big media conglomerates, the men at the top, are definitely working hand in hand with the politicians to exclude Ron Paul's ideas from the debate. But it's starting to matter less. The big media, the old media, is becoming less and less relevant as every single day goes by. And new media like YouTube and other shows, more decentralized programming, radio and television available over the Internet, and in some cases on the radio like our show, is becoming, they can't control us and they can't control all the people on YouTube. So over time, they're going to be completely irrelevant.
Those medias in 2 years' time are going to look just like those medias in China if Ron Paul doesn't win this election. I'm telling you that if we don't turn it around this election cycle, we're going to look like China. We're not going to have YouTube. We're not going to have blogs. We're not going to have the freedom to defend against the government. It's the Patriot Act and John McCain or Hillary Clinton, whichever one were the most likely to obtain that office, if it's not Ron Paul, is going to make sure that you don't have that freedom 2 years from now. I can guarantee it.
Now, Gene, I don't think I'm entirely on board on the collusion to exclude Ron Paul here. The effect is obvious, but I think that more of them, more or less, the media doesn't care about Ron Paul. They don't see how he can win, so therefore they're not going to include him. They consider him, an unlikely guy to win. So they're, there's not including Fox. I believe they have a vendetta.
Well, they got Thompson in there, and there's no way he's going to win.
At the very least,
he's an actor.
He's got some kind of positive. If Madonna was running, but she was only getting 1%, they would still put her in because she's frickin' Madonna.
Sure. Imagine if Britney Spears ran. Oh my gosh!
Well, right.
Before we go on, I want to finish the thought. Let me finish the thought, Gene. For instance, John Stossel, when he was asked about Ron Paul, he essentially said that Ron Paul. I'm sure that John Stossel, if there's a collusion, he's been sat down by the by the elite media people that control the world, those folks. I'm sure he's been sat down and said, look, it's you or this Ron Paul guy. You can't get behind him or whatever. And he essentially said, well, love to talk about Ron Paul, but he's just not that sexy. And
He
did an interview with him. He didn't go on national television, right?
Well, right, it went on their website.
Because the top media the top people do not sit down with Stossel. Stossel sits down with his boss. His boss sits down with his boss, and his boss sits down with his boss. It's not like the few people at the top, the two or three media moguls, talk to John Stossel and tell him what to say. That doesn't happen, and you know it. And to throw that out as some kind of a proof that this is not happening is just disingenuous.
Absolutely not disingenuous. I do not believe that there's big guys controlling media. I've worked in media for the last 10 years, and I've never seen anything like this.
You don't believe Murdoch controls his country's company?
I think he controls it to some extent, but I think that ad revenues control it largely, and I think that his editors have a huge role.
If Murdoch's empire shows a big story about Murdoch, runs a big story about Murdoch being a crook and then embezzling a whole bunch of money, Murdoch's not going to come down on him like a ton of bricks?
I think that there you're talking. Yes, I think he would come down on them like a ton of bricks.
Okay,
but
so
I think he does control
his media.
He does to that extent, but farther than
that
I'm not willing.
That's the extent I'm talking about. He controls the guys under him. They control the guys under them, and they control the guys under them.
We disagree in an issue of degree.
I think what Mark is talking about here is that yes, it's not a 100%. Lockdown in that if it were, John Stossel wouldn't have a job as a 2020 anchor.
There is no such thing as 100% lockdown, and nobody is proposing such a thing. It is a steering mechanism. It's a direction control. At the top, they control the direction. There's going to be certain news reporters that are going to go astray and report things they aren't supposed to, and then they're going to get hollered at by their supervisors, and they're going to not do it again.
That might be true, and certainly
it's not Stossel. He's not getting yelled at.
Well, Stossel has had some restrictions placed on him in the past, but the fact is, and Gene, thanks for the call as always, sir.
Thank you.
The fact is that things are moving in the right direction. John Stossel, 20 years ago, was just a beat reporter, and now he's the head anchor at 2020, and he is an out-and-out libertarian. That's good news. It's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. When you hear smooth sailing, you feel ocean breezes, see palm trees, and taste coconut rum. The picture of summer, right? Maybe, but old man winter's got another version. When I come back, I'll tell you.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
Summer sailings on water, but winter's versions on ice. You know the feeling. The rubber's on the road where it belongs, and suddenly your south has headed north. Ice sailing. Here's what to do. Take your foot off the gas and put your hands on the steering wheel at 9 3 o'clock. Gradually apply brakes and turn the wheel in the direction of the slide. And next time you head through the Crystal City, slow down. It takes 4 to 10 times as long to stop on ice. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at BGFindTheShop.com. That's BGFindTheShop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Show, you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We have got a bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts for you to surf around through. Lots to talk about there. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Creative iTop Attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
freetalklive.com. Just a couple more comments before we continue the phone calls on Gene's call a few moments ago about the media conspiracy. I think he's right to an extent that there are definitely people within the media, the people that are have a controlling interest in these media conglomerates, that absolutely have an interest in controlling the message. I mean, you know, Mark, we have an interest in controlling the message on our show.
Yep.
In that, well, I mean, you can still call in and talk about what you want, but obviously we want to talk about, we want to take the pro-liberty position on the issues, and there's a reason why we don't have a socialist on the show, beyond the fact that it would be insane. We'd be arguing every single moment of the show.
Every breath that we took, there would be a disagreement, and I honestly don't think that a socialist could stand up to the level of arguments.
Yeah, they'd probably give up, but leave. But my point is, it's our show, so we can construct the message. We choose the stories to report on. It's not a news show. We don't claim to be a news show, but we choose what we want, you know, what we bring into the table to discuss on a nightly basis. And similarly, the news editors and the managers and the people and the content providers at these news agencies are also making those decisions. And so inevitably, when you have somebody like a Rupert Murdoch who has political connections, political ties, he is going to hire people who are friendly to his viewpoint. I mean, wouldn't you, if you were in charge, if, you know, you put Gene the Christian Anarchist in charge of MSNBC or ABC News, wouldn't you hire some anarchists? Wouldn't you hire some free marketeers or voluntarists to start being the news editors? Of course you would. Because you have an interest in skewing things in that direction. So that's understandable. It is what's going on to some extent. But also there's the market factor, and this is what you were touching on, Mark. There's the money factor, and that is that if a news agency feels as though it can make more money off of hiring a libertarian anchor than it could off of hiring a socialist, it's going to hire the libertarian because, it's like Gene said, it's about the money, right? He admitted that. It is about the money. And that's why John Stossel is now in the anchor chair at 2020, because not only is he a good reporter, but he's so good at what he does, and his news packages are so entertaining and so persuasive that ABC knew that they were going to make more money by promoting John Stossel instead of promoting one of their other probably 100 reporters that they have.
Well, and that's the key to the Liberty Movement entirely, is to make it is, you know, for young people out there right now to start careers on the path that John Stossel did, be it in television,
sure,
magazines, whatever. And, you know, to get involved in some of these major news magazines and have a small amount of influence.
Exactly. You can't just sit back and hope someone else is going to do it. If you don't have something else that you feel you should be doing with your life, get into media.
But,
get involved, and then maybe you can be the next John Stossel.
I don't know if Turner and Murdoch got together in a room and said, let's keep this Paul guy out. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that
sense
I don't know
me.
About.
What does make sense to me is the one time I had a conversation.
I can see Murdoch saying to himself, this guy's awful. I don't want him on my air.
Right, well, here, let me tell you about this this gal that I've she was a politician. She was running for school board in Sarasota County,
okay,
and she was going to change, you know, school boarding, and I had conversations with her via email and personally, where I essentially explained to her that the school system's broken, her getting on that board and supporting it, and you know, therefore getting me and trying to make it bigger and more intrusive was enslaving me and was violent towards me, was threatening me with taking my house away, and that was wrong and that was bad.
I vaguely recall this.
Didn't listen. I mean, she did not listen to what I'd say. Her mind blanked out the things that I said. She's like, oh, well, I have a different philosophy, and...
Yeah.
No, it's not a
different
philosophy.
I remember you sharing those with me.
I'm sure it's been years, but yeah, it's been several years. But,
yeah,
you know, I think that that's how it is for people that are, you know, up in the media that are making these decisions, is they're just sort of entrenched in their philosophies. They're not trying to exclude anyone.
Oh, that's nonsense. Absolutely trying to exclude Ron Paul.
Okay. They're not
absolutely
maliciously doing it, and they're not conspiring to do it.
It is a malicious thing. I don't know how far the conspiracy goes. I would think it's just, you know, someone at the top, whether it be Rupert Murdoch or one of his higher-ups, making these editorial decisions.
But that's just for one channel.
Right. I agree with you that they're not meeting with the other guys because MSNBC's been giving Ron Paul a whole lot more coverage. He's been on the Joe Scarborough show several times by phone and in person.
Morning, Joe.
He's been on, and he's been on Tucker Carlson, also an MSNBC product, a number of times as well. So it's clear that some channels, and of course then there's ABC News, which seems to have a libertarian reporting streak. It's not all throughout ABC News, but just looking at the stories that I see on ABC News, there seems to be sort of a libertarian streak there, and I imagine it has no small portion to do with John Stossel's influence there. So I don't agree that there's some media-wide conspiracy, but are there people within media organizations making editorial decisions based on their politics? Absolutely. I would do it. I wouldn't make it as blatant as Fox News.
But I don't think that because they're making those decisions based on their politics that they are conspiring. A conspiracy to me means the meeting of equal minds. Getting together and saying, let's do this. So, therefore, somebody...
Well, conspiracy is two people deciding to do something.
Well, me telling you what to do when you're my employee is not a conspiracy then, right? Because you're not deciding to do anything other
than you're right.
Keep your job.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that.
So that's not a conspiracy.
Hmm.
That's just one guy's, at the top, whoever that is, their philosophy on how things are.
Let's go to the phone calls. You can bring up what you want. It's Vince in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vince.
Hey guys, calling in to talk about the guest you had on yesterday.
Interviews without me.
No. Sorry. It was last Saturday, I believe. It was the fellow from Chicago who called in about the smoking ban.
Right. Yep.
Sorry, I listened to it yesterday on my podcast.
Cigars and Stripes.
I'm always sympathetic with these people that are having their businesses run by bureaucrats. But by the end of that interview, I wanted to strangle the guy, just because. Ian was trying to point out to him, he's saying, I'm fine with people being in charge as long as they're not messing with me, or I'm fine with, registering with the government, but not getting the fact that that was the reason they're able to come out after him. I'm fine with an 18% tax on tobacco, but not understanding that that money is how they're able to enforce their laws on him.
Sure, that one regulation opens the door to an infinite a number of further regulations.
And it wasn't just that. It wasn't that he, just didn't understand or didn't compute, because, that's understandable. But he, even after the commercial break, he came back and was, very clear, I just want to say, no, I believe that we need to have these things and blah, 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 blah. And, it was just especially the part where he said he wanted to get grandfathered in, it was just okay, so great, you want to make sure that it doesn't apply to you, but
right. He's
who cares if it applies
to
everyone else?
You're only mad at him because he won't take the bullet for you. Open up a cigar store and flaunt their law.
No, I understand where Vince is coming from, and Vince, you can come back here in a moment, hang on. 800-259-9231, he's pointing out that this guy's only out for him, and he's only out for his business, and he doesn't care if other businesses get regulated, because he understands that he'll be
Free Talk Live doesn't violate FCC rules.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to reduce your credit card balances by thousands? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you to a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by thousands of dollars. You can consolidate all your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call now to speak to one of our specialists and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now to speak to one of our specialists. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free. The consultation is free. And the information could change your life. Call now. 800-794-4313. That's 800-794-4313.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free, the wiki, over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. It's free. That's W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. You can try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. You know, Ian, we just got a bassinet for the baby that's on the way here.
Is that like a crib?
It's, I think, a small crib.
Okay. Is it rock? Is that what makes it a bassinet?
Like a rocking
chair, but a crib?
No, it's small, but I think that's what makes it a bassinet. I'm not sure. My terminology may be off, but we were looking for, you know, we talked to Savvy Rest about getting a custom size fit for the bassinet.
So, yeah.
You know, that way the baby isn't breathing in all the bad fumes from some mattress. So these things don't have much of a mattress anyway. It's essentially a half inch of foam wrapped in shower curtain material.
There you go. All right, let's continue with your phone calls. We go back to Vince in California. Vince, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you were bringing up the interview that we did over the weekend, and it was actually Mike D. from Red Bar Radio that turned me on to this guy. He had told me that the bar owner that we had owns a bar called Cigars and Stripes in the Chicago area, that he was going to resist and refuse these new smoking regulations. There's a new smoking ban in Illinois, and that's the reason I had him on the show, not because he was a libertarian or anything like that. And you were pretty upset with him, right?
Yeah, and I just want to make clear to Mark that, like, I understand, you know, you need to take care of your family, you need to take care of your business, you know, and so, like, it's one thing to say, oh, well, you know, I'd like to get rid of these laws, but if the only way I can do that is to get grandfathered in, then that's, you know, that's what I'll do. But just in the context of everything else he said and the specific points he made, it's like, why should I feel sympathy for him and his loss of freedom when he obviously doesn't really care about mine? You know, he's perfectly willing to have me be taxed and have me be regulated, and yet he's coming on, you know, saying that, oh, well, this is a problem, this is horrible, this is happening to me.
I think that most people in the liberty movement, most people in the liberty movement are looking for some level of liberty, not complete liberty like Ian proposes. And
well, there's either liberty or there's not.
I suppose you can say that, but, you know, there's levels of liberty at the same time.
Okay, I disagree.
No, you can't disagree. You're out of your mind if you disagree. So anyway, what he wants is a certain level of liberty.
For himself and his business.
In the case of the grandfathering in, but he wants people to be able to smoke in bars too. Yes, it happens to be his bar, but at the very least, you know, there's a bar that they can smoke in. I mean, I'll tell you, you know, I can see why he would want to, at the very least, keep his bar non-smoking. Sure, he'd like to have them all, you know, keep his bar smoking. I'm sure he'd like to have them all, but if you can't win that battle, why should he finance the war, you know?
But why should I care either? I mean, it's not my bar either.
Yeah, I guess then we should all just sit around and not care about each other's liberties.
No, we should. I think that we should.
Well, no, what
and
you're
I think
saying,
that's the
Vince,
point that, we're, that Ian was trying to get across to him, like in a couple, you know, Ian didn't really press the point too much, but it's about liberty for everyone in all, or at least, you know, more instances than him. I mean, like, where obviously, you know, Ian had the guy in because he had a sympathetic cause, you know, he was getting screwed over, and yet, you know, we're supposed to have sympathy for him for getting screwed over, but he, you know, he obviously doesn't care about anyone else getting screwed over for everything else that they get screwed over.
Yeah,
for.
I see what you're saying, Vince. What you're saying
he
is
he just needs more education.
Right. Well, he's a typical ignorant American. And what you're pointing out, Vince, is that if this guy is only interested in his bar and the freedom to do what he wants in his bar, but not everybody else's freedom, then why should you, as someone who in theory could have gotten excited, in theory could have really thrown some weight behind this guy or gone to support him. Maybe if you lived in the Chicago area, you could have gone and brought some business to him in order to show support. Since he, in the event that he was being principled and actually standing up for everyone's freedom, but he's not. He only wants an exemption. He only wants his bar to be protected. And so therefore, he is unwittingly shutting himself off from a fairly large swath of support that he could have.
Exactly.
Okay.
Very good. Thanks for the call tonight, Vince. Appreciate hearing from you.
I can see the point, but at the same time, I think that we that love liberty do need to sort of educate, and this is an opportunity, a real opportunity to, you know, for Ronnie to get educated on these subjects and see that if he stands for a little something, that many people will rally to support.
Yeah, I think so. Though that wasn't my purpose on having him on the show. I just wanted to talk about having a business owner stand up and refuse regulations, which is what he's doing. He's refusing to follow the smoking ban, and he's going to be fined, and other things are going to happen to him. And that was my purpose. But then he started talking about obeying other laws and supporting them, and I obviously had to combat him on that one. But certainly, if there are libertarians living in his area that would like to go and persuade him to our side, I would imagine he'd be a fairly receptive individual to that. 1-800-259-9231. As far as your statement about levels of liberty, Mark, okay, all right, well, you're saying there are different levels of freedoms that one can have, but
sure.
I think you either have liberty or you have an infringement upon it. You're saying there are different levels of infringement that you can have, and that much is true.
You're saying that
there's only one liberty, and that
liberty is complete liberty. That's what you're saying.
That's what liberty is.
It's fine if you want to take that that definition, but as I saying that levels of liberty exist, there certainly are levels of liberty.
There are levels of infringement.
You're not, you know, in a straitjacketed in a padded room. So you have a certain level of liberty.
I see where you're coming from. 1-800-259.
All you have to do is spend a little time in prison, and you'll realize, even inside prison they have jails.
800-259-9231. We continue with Billy Bob in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm just calling in reference to a previous caller. This is towards Mark. He said that you need to start doing sit-ups.
Yes.
I think that's totally inconsiderate.
Why do you think so?
Because I think you should be doing bench press, it'll get you in a lot more shape so when you take your shirt off.
Well, you know, bench press is bad for the rotator cuff. I don't recommend anyone do bench press. If you're going to do bench
incline?
Press, incline presses, it's something entirely different. Your shoulders are set up for that.
Watch your breathing there, man.
But if you want to build your pectoralis muscles, incline press, way to go.
There you go. Fitness tips with Mark. Any other thoughts? Billy Bob?
No, that should do it. Thank you.
For the call. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Christian in New Jersey on the Amp Line. Christian, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
We just got to tell you here in the glorious People's Republic of New Jersey this weekend, we discovered that the governor apparently has no consideration for the First Amendment. He's been proposing. Well, we're in a major debt trouble right now in this state. We're on the verge of having to borrow about $32 billion.
Whoa.
Yeah, to refinance our roads and our bridges because they're in such bad shape. They've been looting our public trusts for apparently like 20 years.
Okay.
So we're at the point where we need this $32 billion. So the governor came up with this plan where he would raise taxes, or not taxes, tolls 500%.
Whoa!
Over the next 5 to 10 years. So just based on your reaction, you can imagine how the rest of the people in the state have been reacting. So he's been having these little town hall meetings throughout the state where he's supposed to go and tell us exactly why it's a good idea for him to, you know, allow him to borrow $32 billion from who knows where and give it to the same politicians that spent, you know, the previous money that got us in this trouble.
Why is he doing that? Why is he going to these meetings? I mean, he doesn't need to ask their permission.
That's a big question. I mean, that's a question. There's a radio station for New Jersey, too, that is, they're not libertarian, but they're kind of Republican, so they kind of bust his own ads.
Yeah.
Yeah, on these issues. I mean, he's a Democrat. We're a very Democratic state. And they say the same thing. Like, why is he even bothering asking us? They're going to do it anyway. But whatever the reason, he's doing it to make himself look good.
That's probably
liberals are very touchy-feely. They want us to make, you know, they want us to love them while they're sinking the ship. So anyway, so at this one town meeting in Cape May, down at the south of the state this weekend, a former mayor of another town in New Jersey went to this to protest and was at a public school. You know, you're allowed to demonstrate. And he's being peaceful. He had a sign, and he's handing out literature to another guy. And a police officer came up to him.
All right, we're going to have you finish the story here in moments. Hang on. Former mayor outside of a public school on public property protesting this increase in New Jersey tolls, where the governor was speaking. Police approaching. We will find out what the rest of the story is here in a moment with Christian, and your calls as well. 800-259-9231. Boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Go to RonPaulStuff.com today and show your support for Ron Paul. Get the latest and greatest Ron Paul promotional gear to help spread the message. RonPaulStuff.com carries over 9 different hard-hitting 100% cotton t-shirts and 4 different designs of Ron Paul sweatshirts to help keep you warm during the winter months. Show your support with wristbands or buttons. Tastefully decorate your car and help promote Ron Paul's message of freedom and hope for America with bumper stickers and 24 kinds of brand new vinyl window decals. RonPaulStuff.com has what you need and offers the most competitive prices on online. RonPaulStuff.com ships within 24 hours of ordering, so you can rest assured you'll be able to show your support in no time at all. The mainstream media can bar and ignore Ron Paul, but they can't ignore the millions of supporters. So log on to RonPaulStuff.com today or call 941-993-3700. That's 941-993-3700, and let's take America back.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. Your show, bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Simple CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features for free. So enjoy those on us. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, and then you can go shopping with us at Amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will result in a percentage of your purchase going to Free Talk Live. You've got to get the shopping done anyway. Amazon's already got some of the best prices on the internet, and I was reading the Amazon thread on our BBS where people are posting all of the things they've been purchasing, just sharing with one another what they've been buying, and people are just raving about how fast Amazon gets things out the door. Lindsay was saying that she'd placed an order with, like, Victoria's Secret, and they've taken 3 days to just process the order, and Amazon's got it out, like, the next day, and it's there in less than 2 days, even with free Super Saver shipping. So, I mean, people are really, really enjoying the Amazon customer service.
That's right. Forget the girdles and buy things from Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Amazon's got clothes too, man. They've got all that stuff.
Really?
So
everything.
Head over to Amazon.freetalklive.com. It'll help us out. You'll get the stuff you need, and they'll get it to you quick. All right, we continue with Christian in New Jersey on the Amp Line. Christian, you're in the garbage state, and the governor is proposing raising the tolls by up to 500% over the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
And, of course, New Jerseyites are a little bit pissed about that. So
yeah, more than a little.
So apparently he's called a series of public town hall meetings in order to soothe the angry voters. And so one of these meetings, which is taking place at a public school, one of the mayors, former mayor or current mayor?
It was a former mayor.
Okay, so a former mayor, a political personality who obviously wanted some attention for himself, went out to protest this event. And I think he's doing the right thing in this case. He went out to protest. He had a sign. He had some flyers he was handing out. And he was on public property. It is a public school. So where exactly was he on the school property?
I didn't really catch that part in the articles I read or the news coverage I heard of it, but more or less he wasn't inside the school, he was out in front of it.
Okay.
It's the kind of thing where, like, usually you wouldn't think, oh, okay, as long as you're not being rowdy.
Right.
And, you
so
know,
he wasn't in
people.
The auditorium yelling and screaming. Okay.
No. He was out in front where a police officer approached him and said, oh, the governor would prefer if you didn't hand out literature at this event.
I bet he would.
I bet he would too. So I don't know what happened next between the two of them, but the guy stayed. kept on handing out literature, and then the police came back, put him and one of the people he was there with in cuffs and dragged him and arrested him for defiant trespassing, is what it's called. Yeah, apparently we passed a statute sometime in the last year or two.
You did, huh?
Well, you know, New Jersey, here in New Jersey, the wonderful.
The benevolent legislators in New Jersey.
Yeah. The wonderful lawmakers that wasted our previous $32 billion and now need another $32 billion shot in the arm. Those guys passed a statute that if there's a sign on public property that says no trespassing and you go on there and you're asked to leave, that technically you can be arrested even if it's considered public property.
Huh. So was there a sign that said no trespassing?
Even if it says no trespassing, but the thing is, like, that shouldn't really matter if it's on public property. I really don't understand how the law works. I looked it up. I didn't understand. I'm not a lawyer, thank God.
No, they don't want you to understand how it works.
They don't want you. But, I mean, the thing is...
So was there a sign that said no trespassing?
I'm pretty sure there was a sign that said no trespassing from what I read. Okay. But, you know, regardless, and they still...
They didn't tell you to leave or anything. They just said the governor would prefer.
Right.
Yeah, the governor would prefer if you didn't hand out literature. And they probably asked him, like, can you please leave? And he didn't, so... But, you know, the thing that got me, the guy who runs was the talk show host on the radio station I listened to in the morning, usually he's just sort of a general Republican, but all of a sudden it started sounding like a mini Free Talk Live where, you know, he started going on about the First Amendment and, you know, so forth. And a guy called in and was like, oh, well, you don't just have the right to just protest anything you want. And I couldn't believe I heard that coming from another citizen of the United States. Like,
you know, it's amazing. You know, people are just they're getting so brainwashed.
That's what the talk show started saying, and it was kind of funny because the guy, he's a pretty smart guy, but he kind of stays on general conservative lines. But he was saying, like, it's like everybody here is programmed. You're not supposed to just do what they tell you. You know, we're founded to protest. That's what our whole system is based on.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So what's happened to this guy? I mean, is he in jail, or has he been slapped with a fine? Or
I haven't seen any new articles come out about it. Apparently it happened this weekend, and I just heard about it today. So I was, you know, I was going to check again tomorrow and see what happened. But all in all, New Jersey is really, I mean, it's not a garbage state. It's actually pretty pretty if you're outside of the airport area. But other than that, politically speaking, we're a total mess.
Yeah, I only call it that because that's what I knew somebody from there once, and he said that's what they called it. So,
well, people also call it the armpit of America. But there are very, very beautiful parts of it. It's the areas that everyone drives through at high speeds so that look, you know, kind of crappy, but otherwise it's very nice parts.
Yes, I have heard that there are nice parts, and I'm sure there are nice parts in New Jersey. It's just that Newark and North Bergen, not so much.
No, Jersey City, yeah, but we are basically a socialist paradise over here.
All right, man. Hope you can escape someday.
We're going to Pennsylvania one day, me and my wife.
Thanks for the call, dude.
All right, see you later, guys.
800-259-9231. I don't know if Pennsylvania is going to be that much better.
I don't know that any of them are. There's few places that a libertarian can go and, have any effect or, see progress towards liberty. The Free State Project here in New Hampshire, I think that if we aren't seeing progress, at least this point we're seeing some slowdown of the socialist snowball rolling down the hill.
Well, I'd say there are a handful of places that you'll be immediately better off than you would be in a place like New Jersey or New York or Pennsylvania. And I think that, obviously, New Hampshire is my favorite choice, but Montana, pretty darn good. In fact, speaking of politicians doing the right thing, Montana Governor, it's very rare, but Montana Governor Brian Schweitzer declared independence Friday from federal identification rules and called on governors from 17 other states to join him in forcing a showdown with the federal government, which says it will not accept the driver's licenses of rebel state citizens starting May 11th. If that showdown comes to pass, a resident of a non-complying state could not use a driver's license to enter a federal courthouse or a Social Security Administration building, nor could he board a plane without undergoing a pat-down search, and possibly creating massive backlogs at the nation's airports, and almost certainly leading to a flurry of federal lawsuits. States have until May 11th to request extensions to the Real ID rules that were released last Friday. They require states to make all current identification holders under the age of 50 to apply again with certified birth and marriage certificates. The rules also standardize license formats, require states to interlink their DMV databases, and require DMV employees to undergo background checks. Extensions push back the 2008 deadline for compliance as far out as 2014 if states apply and promise to start work on making the necessary changes.
which will cost the states billions with only a pittance in federal funding to offset the costs. Last year, Montana passed a law saying it would not comply, citing privacy, states' rights, and fiscal issues. In his letter to other governors, Schweitzer makes clear he's not going to ask for an extension. He wrote, quote, "Today, I'm asking you to join with me in resisting the Department of Homeland Security's coercion to comply." How often do you hear politicians use the word coercion? Coercion to comply with the provisions of Real ID. If we stand together, either Department of Homeland Security will blink or Congress will have to act to avoid havoc at our nation's airports and federal courthouses. And, of course, he's right. The Department of Homeland Security is bluffing. They bluffed before. They keep putting off the date. They, you know, they set a date, and then it comes closer, and they say, oh, we're going to put it off a few years. And, you know, now they're going to do it again. I'm predicting they're going to do it again. I predict this governor is correct in this case.
Another thing is, I wonder, what would they do, what's the United States going to do if Montana decides to not recognize the driver's licenses of the other 49 states? And the, what is it? 13 states? How many states have...
17.
17 states, you know, that have decided to not recognize or not go with the Real ID thing. What happens if they decide to not recognize driver's licenses from the other, 32 states that are still on, that still haven't voted otherwise? I mean, what if all the states decide not to recognize each other's driver's licenses?
Secession, baby.
This is what the Homeland Security is bringing us to? I mean, this is the Department of Homeland Security? Come on, what a bunch of rubes these people are.
Here's what their spokesbureaucrat has to say, is the Department of Homeland Security. She says, that will mean real consequences. She says the Department of Homeland Security has no intention of blinking. It'll mean real consequences for their citizens starting in May if their leadership chooses not to comply. That includes getting on an airplane or entering a federal building, so they'll need to get passports. She says the policy won't change even if Georgia declines to apply for an extension. If that scenario comes to pass, every Georgian who flies out through the nation's busiest airport, Atlanta International, would have to be patted down by Homeland Security agents and have his carry-on bag hand-screened, likely resulting in massive delays. So this is coming to a showdown, and we'll see what happens. I think the feds are going to back down, but if they don't, things are going to get real interesting. 800-259-9231, and all this time, it's time for more people to start talking about secession and why it needs to happen. This is yet another reason. More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNLive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.